Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Stefania Tsakiri, and by myself, Eklis Gunnar. This week is dedicated to some grand instrumentalists of Greek music, and today we'll be appreciating the unbelievable nay playing of an outstanding soloist. Welcome aboard Greek Music Express. Our destination, Haris Labrakis and his quartet.
Thank you.
Born in Athens in 1976, Haris Labrakis started music at a very young age. He graduated from the Pallini Music High School and the Department of Music Studies at the University of Athens. His first music teacher was his father, painter Yorgos Labrakis. He studied music theory, nay, composition and Byzantine music. Since 2000, he's been teaching nay in conservatories in Athens, including the National Conservatory, the Athens Conservatory and the Simon Karas Music School. Moreover, he gives seminars and masterclasses on nay in Greece and throughout the world. Thank you. Haris Liberakis has worked with distinguished artists internationally, such as Savina Giannatou, Domna Samiou, Michalis Siganidis, Haig Giagizian, Ross Daly, Stelios Petrakis, Kostas Tatsakis, Miguel Gil, and others. Also, he's been a member of numerous groups such as Primavera in Salonico, Onira, Occasional Dream, and Project 37. Labrakis has participated in more than 150 albums in Greek and international discography as a performer and composer, and in numerous concerts in Greece and abroad on traditional, jazz, ethnic, contemporary, and improvisational music. Labrakis has also composed music for theater. Except the Ney, he also plays the piano and the Hammond organ. In 2006, he co-founded the Haris Labrakis Quartet. Both of their albums, the 2010 Thea that we've been listening to today and the 2012 Meteora, received acclaiming reviews. The Haris Labrakis Quartet was formed in 2006 by Nikos Sidirokastritis, drums, Dimitris Theoharis, piano, Alekos Paraskevopoulos, bass, and Haris Labrakis, ney. They began playing in various venues in Athens, such as Paráfono Jazz Club and Café Alavastron. Later, Alekos Paraskevopoulos was replaced by Lidios Damis, and in 2007, the band recorded their first CD titled Thea, which was released in 2010 as an independent production. When Lidios Damis moved to England, Chrysostomos Boukalis entered the group. Later, Dimitris Tsekouras replaced him on double bass and altogether recorded in 2011 their second CD titled Meteora. In this production, three close friends of the band are also participating: Kostas Tatsakis, drums; Andrea Romani, flute; and Nicolas Cordas, soprano saxophone.
Thank you.
music produced by the Haris Labrakis Quartet is indeed magical. Labrakis is one of the best ney players in the world. Sidero Kastritis is one of the most musical and creative drummers you've ever heard. Indeed, he could play with anyone in this world. Dimitris Theoharis is a gifted pianist, and the youngest of all, Dimitris Tsekouras, has made huge strides since joining the quartet and is now comfortably unveiling his talent. Most important of all, however, is that the level of the group's compositions is extremely high, and this is their comparative advantage, not only with regard to the Greek scene, but also to the European one. The Haris Labrakis Quartet produces a sound that is like listening to Coltrane playing the ney on the banks of the Nile, or in the heart of the desert, or on an Epirus peak, together with his musical companions. Labrakis' oriental wind instrument becomes the ultimate modal instrument when he wants it to be. The quartet combines magically the Greek tradition with the world music language of today and tomorrow.
Thank you.
This is the blessing and at the same time the curse of being a Greek jazz and free improvisation musician working and living in Greece. Every time one listens to the sensational music of the quartet, she's left wondering how it's even possible that they haven't recorded for a major European label. Obviously, being far away from Europe's musical centers is a disadvantage, and a very unfair one when it comes to the Haris Labrakis Quartet. What are the main features of their work? A variety of different influences, an admirable coherence and cohesion in their final artistic outcome, and an overall atmosphere that carries a local flavor while addressing a global audience. In their case, the encounter of the East and the West is not merely a commercial slogan, but rather a very fruitful reality. As a reviewer once noted, the work of these musicians shows once again that there are no barriers and no limits to instruments and their combinations. Indeed, impressive results are produced through experimentation and improvisation. My father loved music very much, away from labels and prejudices, and because my teachers at the music gymnasium of Palini were also of a similar spirit, I was exposed to many different sounds since I was a child. It's difficult for me to mention specific names because I've been influenced by many figures, and not only from the field of music, but I believe that anyone who listens to us will easily recognize our influences. As far as I am concerned, I try not to think about them when we play, but let them work subconsciously. All four of us have some distant origins from mainland Greece, and we were born and raised in Athens. As with all people, origin plays a big role for us. It's at the same time something very important and absolutely natural, something you cannot interfere with, but also something you are constantly interacting with. A funny thing that we were told in the past is that we play mountain jazz. The ney is a relatively simple wind instrument made of reed. the same time, it's a deeply symbolic instrument with a huge tradition throughout the East. It has a continuous historical presence, at least 5,000 years old, from ancient Egypt to the present day. It's a sacred instrument in the order of the Mevlevi dervishes. In recent years, it has become very popular in Greece, especially in large cities. Haris Labrakis started learning this instrument by pure chance. He stayed with it because of its simplicity, for the depth of its sound, and for the concentration required to play it.
Thank you.
Haris Labrakis recalls, I found myself playing the ney completely by chance. I was at the music high school in Pallini, and one day our teacher, the late Marios Mavroidis, came into the classroom and said, choose an instrument. Who will play the oud? Who will play the saz? Who will play the ney? Nobody? What's the ney? We didn't know. The ney is a wind instrument, a reed instrument, and whoever chooses to study it will give him one for free, for there are none on the market to be found. And I thought, instruments are given away for free? What have I got to lose? Let me try and see. Back then, nobody knew about the ney, apart from three people. Christos Tsiamoulis, George Simeonidis, and Silvia Kutrouli, who was Christos' student for a year and became my teacher. And when I say that they were playing the instrument, I mean they were playing it at home. There were no groups with ney to go and listen to. Nor were there the internet and YouTube to discover them back then. We only had access to tapes from Turkey alone. To cut a long story short, I was hooked. I got totally stuck. Thank you. Everyone connects their experiences with the music they play, and these experiences are certainly very much related to the place where they live. But if we are talking about today, with the great immediacy and speed in our way of information and our globalized way of life, then it sometimes surprises us just how close our experiences and our mentality can be to people from other continents that we've never met. As far as improvised music in Greece is concerned, people are informed and participate to a great extent relative to how little the media promote it. However, this music has almost never been very widely accepted, either here or abroad, and this is perhaps due to its disconnection from dance and singing, two elements that are as important as music for folk traditions. After all, the term music used to include both of them. Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in the ney of Haris Labrakis and the art of his quartet has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with one more of their masterpieces titled Lakshmi. From our sound engineer Stefania Tsakiri and from myself Heklis Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.